Okay, let's move straight into a meditation now. This one has a special theme that's near and dear to my heart. So this one is a little bit less like the other meditations we've done today and a little bit more in the guided imagery camp. So I tell you that. Has anyone in the room ever not done a guided imagery? Okay, great. So in a guided imagery, I'm just asking you to follow along with the prompts of my voice. So if I say picture a white elephant, can everybody do that? Okay. Is it okay even if you can't picture a white elephant, but like you heard the prompt and you've got kind of your version of how to work with that, you might just, for example, say white elephant to yourself, and that brings a different experience than if you weren't saying white elephant. Okay, so it's okay if you don't have like Technicolor guided imagery experiences. I want it all to be normalized. Some people just don't, their minds don't work in that way, picturing something as if you're dreaming it. Whatever experience you have is fine. Just pay attention to whatever that experience is, but let yourself be affected by what you hear me saying. Again, unless you're in choice, you're like, yeah, this one's not for me. And then you can just slip out and join us again at about 2:30. Okay. So settling into whatever position is most comfortable for you. If it's nourishing for you, beginning this guided imagery by bringing your hands into whatever embrace of compassion you like. It might be right hand on the center of the chest. It might be left hand where the ribs come in together to touch. It might be both hands on the heart. There's no right or wrong here. It could just be holding your hands. Hand holding hand. Dr. Kristen Neff likes to talk about the value of touching your own face. You might just want to hold your own face for a moment. So just pausing to feel the warmth of your own embrace in some form, or just even imagining that if you're more comfortable with that. And if there's any activity in the mind at all, that's fine. In this moment, the invitation is to let whatever that activity might be rest in the heart. Sri Ramana Maharshi used to talk about sinking the mind into the heart. He didn't mean the organ. The heart of being. The heart of awareness. And then if it's more comfortable releasing your hands, you can leave your hands in any position they're in as long as you want, but you may wish to release them now. And I want to invite you to picture now a time in your life when you were really caught in seeking. There's something you wanted. And you were busy wanting. Going after whatever it is you were going after. Look to see if you can find a time that somehow felt connected to a specific object. Someone in the room said, if only. So this would be, I'm seeking this thing, because if I had it then, you know, if only I had it then. So see yourself now in a circumstance. In which you are seeking and grasping. Trying to get. And look to see in a moment in which that's what was going on, how were you holding your body? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being completely present, at ease in the moment, where would you place yourself without judgment, more from a place of curiosity? Again, we're playing here. And then what's your habituated story about this experience? Again, it might be something, some version of, if only I have this, then. What are you promised with this yearning? As was mentioned earlier by someone, this yearning, what are you told? It's on the other side of it. When you're caught in grasping, how much spare room is there for others in your life, for wider community, for intimate relationships? Just noticing. And now under the content the thing you're told you're trying to get, the content on the other side of the grasping. As you sit with it now, what would you say this longing actually is? So to give an example, underneath the content of I want to have a new wardrobe, a new look, there might be a deeper desire to be seen. So play with this now. Look to see what the grasping is for. Name that content. And then gently look under the hood. What's there on a deeper level? Another way to ask this question might be, what's your deepest heart's desire? So beyond all the content, what's your deepest heart's desire? Another way in to this line of inquiry is, if I got the thing I'm told I should want, what would I have? Or if I finally got the thing I've been striving after, what would the result of that be? That's your deepest heart's desire. Perhaps your deepest heart's desire comes with names and words and phrases. Perhaps it feels more accessible to you now as a feeling. Or a direct experience in this moment. The next few minutes will be in silence, but I just invite you to continue with this line of inquiry, not from a heady place, but more of a direct experience place of being with this question, what is my deepest heart's desire? Thank you.